So you're a fitness professional and you know that you don't want to work for somebody else. You don't want to work in somebody else's system and you want to do it your way. Choose your own hours, be your own boss, help lots of people to be healthy, fit and strong, but do it your way and make sure that you earn the amount of money that you want to earn. And there will be 1, 10, 100, 1,000 people that will tell you that you can't. It's too hard. You need too much money. There are too many personal trainers. There's too many gyms. The bank's not going to give you enough money. You need a stack of equipment. You need a marketing plan that's really complicated. You need a website that's really expensive. You just can't do it, or it's going to be really hard. What if it was really easy and you didn't need any money? What if all you need is a can-do attitude and a system to follow that will make sure that you can have a successful, profitable fitness business, train lots of people to be healthy, fit and strong and do it your way? And here it is, the foolproof plan. And if you follow the plan, it will work. And the reason I can share that with you so passionately is there are so many people that have started their business, their fitness business from scratch with no money, and all they've had is a big dream and a big passion to be successful. Now, of course, there's the opposite. There's lots of people that have invested lots of money and spent a lot of money on rent and borrowed a lot of money from the bank and bought large amounts of equipment and employed large amounts of people. And it's just up to you to decide how you want to do it. But please don't ever use money as an excuse that you can't do it, because here's how you can. And can is a very simple little word. It stands for courage, action, and never give up. Even if you're scared to death to open up your own business, that is the actual definition of courage. Doing something even though you're scared to death. So the easy way to do that, of course, is just to take action, because the more action that you take, the less scary it is. And of course, if you're really passionate about something, then you're not going to want to give up. So have the courage to take action and never give up. So the magic number is 3. The next 3 things to remember is the 3 things that make everybody successful and make everybody really good at what they do, is that you do what you are the most passionate about, you become the best in the world at it, and you add massive value to people's lives. Now, in the fitness business, that's really simple. If this is something that you're really passionate about and you never want a lousy, stinking, rotten job and you really do want to have your own business, then all you've got to do is become the best in the world for your clients. It doesn't have to be for the whole world, but the clients that come to you need to say, my trainer is the best personal trainer in the world. My personal training studio is the best personal training studio in the world. And of course, the only way to make that happen is to ask. What's going to make you say wow? What's going to make you feel like you've invested $100, got $200 worth of value? How do I get you to say wow when you walk away from a personal training session with me? You don't know what people want. So to become the best in the world for them, all you've got to do is ask. Adding massive value to people's lives is really simple, because most people can't be bothered with all of that. Great customer service and remembering people's names and finding out about their families and making sure they achieve their goals, because you actually know what their goals are. What are their pets' names, their kids' names? Where do they like to travel? What sporting team do they barrack for? What books do they read? What movies do they like to watch? What food do they like to eat? The beautiful things that most people don't care about, but you as a fitness professional, if you know that about your clients, and you make them feel special and they're achieving their goals, then you'll be adding massive value to their lives. So the process is, what are you the most passionate about? If you are going to be the best in the world at it, of course you want to study, you want to train, you want to learn, you want to hang out with the right people, you want to get the best marketing plan, you want to learn how to communicate effectively, you want to learn how to give great customer service. That's all about a headspace of passion, which means you want to be the best in the world. And if you are the best in the world for your clients, then of course you're going to add massive value to their lives. The next 3 to remember is the basics and fundamentals of business. Find a problem, find a solution, and provide a wow experience. Now, that's the fundamentals of business. The beautiful thing with fitness business is there's plenty of problems. Coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, low self-esteem. People want to lose weight. People want to put on muscle size. People who want to train for a sporting event. People who have got an article of clothing they want to fit into. They're all problems that people have that we have the solution to. And it's a very simple solution. As a fitness professional, all we need to do is make sure that people get fit and they get strong. And The beautiful thing about getting fit and strong, it's neither of those take very much money and neither of them take very much space. Often we think, well, people will want to get fit and strong, but they want a big facility and they want lots of equipment and they want lots of variety and lots of different people to talk to. Well, ultimately, what people really want is somebody who cares about them, somebody who's genuinely interested in them, and somebody who's going to help them achieve their goals. So the fundamental of business, which is provide the solution, is to get people fit and strong. And the last part of that is, of course, create it with a wow experience. And once again, how do you create a wow experience for your clients? You ask. And some people may tell you, I want lots of equipment or I want a large facility. But ultimately, they may be the people that have never experienced a top-level fitness professional who genuinely cares about them. And they think that it's all about the large space and the numerous numbers of pieces of equipment. But ultimately, people don't train because of the equipment or the people, they train because of the result. So if you can give them the result that they want in a short period of time, really safe, and they really enjoy it, then how much equipment there is and how much space there is doesn't matter. Now, the beautiful thing about space is that you can use a park, you can use the beach, you can use a backyard, you can use a front yard, you can use a garage, you can use somebody else's home, you can use a sporting facility, you can rent a space in a gym. And the beautiful thing about the renting space in a big health club is that for about $200, $250 a week, you can have access to enormous amounts of equipment and huge facilities if you think that's what your target market wants. So when people say to me, oh, I haven't got enough money to start my own business, when you rent a space in a large health club, they give you usually 4 weeks for free to set up your business. And then the next 4 weeks is usually half rent, so around about $150 a week. And then for after that, it's only $200, $250 a week, and you've got access to thousands of people and large amounts of equipment in a huge facility. So you still don't need any startup money and you don't need to buy equipment and it's still your own business. There's so many ways that you can become a top level fitness professional, run your own business, choose your own hours and have as many clients as you want to have a successful, profitable life and have no money to get started. It's pretty exciting. So from a I want to have my own business and not be involved in another space of somebody else's, you can have a skipping rope, a set of boxing gloves and pads, a place that you can do jump squats, some soft sand, a hill, an old stationary bike. Doesn't matter, as long as you've got a small space that gets people puffed, because fitness comes from getting puffed. And as we know, getting puffed doesn't, your heart and respiratory system doesn't know what you're doing as long as it's getting puffed. And if you are getting people in a training session to get puffed, they're going to get fit. And if they get fit, their body's going to turn into a fat burning machine at rest, which means they're going to get lean. They're going to have a body that feels good because they've got endorphins rushing through their brain. And they're going to have all their vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals flooding through their brain because they're fit, or flooding through their body. So they're going to have great skin, great hair, great nails, and they're going to feel fantastic. So fitness is just about getting people puffed. And how you do that doesn't really require a large amount of space or a large amount of equipment. To get people strong is again a really simple process. As we know, all we've got to do is overload every muscle in the body, and we need to do that in a functional, short, safe way so that we look after the joints. So you want to use big exercises that get big results, use large amounts of muscle and as many muscles as possible in one exercise. So ultimately, the human body then only has three movement patterns, which is a push with your upper body, a pull with your upper body, and your legs can move up and down. So if you can get an exercise program in a small space that uses somebody's body, all the muscles in their body, where they're pushing, they're pulling, and they're using their legs, and they're overloading, then you're going to get somebody strong. And when somebody's strong, they're going to feel good. And when they feel good, they're going to do more. And when they do more, they're going to have a faster metabolism, and they're going to get fitter. And it's a beautiful, delightful cycle. So how much space do you need? About as much space as somebody needs to do a push-up or a jump squat. How much equipment do you need? Well, for most people, the heaviest thing that they're ever going to have to lift is their own body. So body weight exercises are fantastic. But if you really think that you need to have more equipment than somebody's body, a set of dumbbells, you can do pushing, pulling, and leg exercises with a set of adjustable dumbbells, which you can pick up at a second-hand store for $20 or $30. And if you want more equipment than that, of course you can use more than that, but please don't ever use "I don't have any equipment" as an excuse for not starting your fitness business. business, because ultimately most people will not train because of the equipment. In fact, for most people, large amounts of equipment are the scary part of exercise. It looks like a torture chamber and they don't want to use equipment. So if you can get people fit and strong in a small space with no equipment, you are going to be far more valuable to their life than having to go to a gym with large amounts of scary equipment and mirrors and loud music and people that make them feel scared and clothes that they don't want to wear. So can you have a successful fitness business? Yes. How much space do you need? A tiny amount. How much equipment do you need? None, unless you want a set of adjustable dumbbells. So the only thing you need now is clients. And that's called marketing. And marketing's a really simple process. All you need to decide is where you want to train people and who you want to train. And then you can't be a secret. So everybody in the area of where you'll be training people need to know about you. And they need to know that you are the fitness professional who specializes in. And then everybody in that area needs to know that that's what you do. Now, not everybody's going to be ready to train with you when you want them to train, but when people are ready to have a personal trainer, they're ready to have a fitness professional to help them with their health and fitness goals, they have to think about you. And the only way for that to happen is for you to keep in contact with everybody in the area that you're going to be training people. And in the headspace of those people, you are the expert top level fitness professional who specializes in, and of course you're going to choose what that is. So then how do you make sure that you're not a secret? You wear a uniform and you then become a walking billboard for your business. Now, how much is that going to cost? For around about $50, you can get a really nice pair of corporate trousers, an embroidered polo shirt so you look like a top-level fitness professional. A name badge is going to be about $10 to $15 and you wear that everywhere. You wear it and the area that you want to train people or where you live, you go to every restaurant, every coffee shop, use the supermarket, use the petrol station, go to the cafes, go to the sporting clubs, be involved in the community events, and you just wear your uniform everywhere you go so that people know who you are and what you do. Just a quick side note on uniform, make sure the back of your uniform tells people exactly what you can do for them. People may not look at the front of your uniform because then they have to look, they would prefer to look at your face, obviously. But when you walk past, they're going to turn around and look and see the back of your shirt, which needs to tell people exactly what you do. Same with the back of your car. Very inexpensive way to promote yourself is to uniform your car. Make sure that you've got a magnetic strip on the back of your car that tells people exactly what you can do for them. You are a fitness professional who specializes in, and obviously have your telephone number, email address, Facebook contact, whatever it is that you want to be contacted by. So you have a uniform, your car has a uniform, everybody in your area knows what you do. And then you keep in contact with at least a 1 kilometer radius of where you want to train people. So all the businesses and all the people that live close to you will get a personal handwritten note from you on a weekly, fortnightly, monthly basis. Now the note needs to be hand addressed. The actual note doesn't have to be handwritten, but you can print it with a PS with handwriting and then put something in that envelope that's going to be memorable and fun and that people are going to be talking about. So it might be a lollipop. And it's something like, do you need somebody's sweet to come into your life and help you exercise? It might be a toothpick. Please pick me to be your health and fitness professional to help you feel fantastic and lose weight. It might be a peg. Please don't peg your health and fitness results on a dodgy television exercise program. It might be a cup of tea bag. Let's get together for a cup of tea and chat about your health and fitness goals. A coffee bag. Let's together. You don't like tea, so let's get together and have a chat about your health and fitness goals over a cup of coffee. So you write a note about once every week, every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, and you put it in a coloured envelope, hand addressed to all the people in your local area. So they're constantly hearing from you in a fun way with a coloured envelope that's hand addressed, it's personal, and they're going to be talking about you. You might then combine that with some lead boxes in the local cafes. You obviously will have a Facebook page. You don't have to invest money in a website, but if you do, make sure that it sticks to all the rules, which is to get people's attention, create interest, create desire to get people to call you. And all you need to do is become the expert in health and fitness in your 1 or 2 kilometer radius, and it won't be long before you will have a successful, profitable business. Do you need any money? No. Do you need a large space? No. Do you need a great attitude? Yes. Do you need a can-do attitude? Yes. Do you need to believe in yourself and stop listening to other people who tell you that you can't do it? Absolutely. And can you have a successful, profitable business that gives you a financial, secure life that you can wake up every day doing what you love to do? Absolutely, yes.